Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Miss any of yesterday's Padres game? We've got you covered.
Ball going, ball long gone, Fernando.
It's the Padres Wrap-Up with Ben and Woods.
Let's go, Padres.
On the home of the Padres, 97.3 The Fan.
Grand slam for Manny Machado.
0-1 in the air. Straightaway left. That'll score a run. Backing up two steps away from the warning track. Justin Upton, not have a big gun. Easily, Hoppy tells Grisham, go. He does. He tags. My Padres by 1-0. One gone in the bottom of the first. Two-out quick lag. Nobody on for Zach. That ball is hit well, well into deep left center field. That ball is going to be gone. This game, short live lead, as they say. It's tied at one. The 1-0. In the air, deep center field again. Grisham at the wall. That ball, as he leaps up, is gone. He was there. He timed the leap, but it was way above his glove. This guy has really, really hurt them boys tonight. Solo home run in the second. A 2-run shot after the 2-run double by Ward here in the sixth. 3-1, Angels.
Long pause. Now the pitch. And a grounder to third. That is fair inside the bag and all the way down the line. That'll get Grisham home easily. Manny's rounding first. He heads to second as Upton kicks it around a little bit in the left field corner. That won't impact the play at all. It's an RBI double for Manny Machado and a 4-2 game here in the bottom of the eighth.
4-2 Angels. Like we said, they just took 3-4 at home from the Texas Rangers. They've been hot. Swing and a miss. Thinking fastball. Nope. Still get that slider. That is strike three. That is game one. Padres not able to get the long ball going. It's a big part of their offense. No question about that, but they have other ways without the home run. They won a bunch of ball games without the home run. But here with a strikeout of Cronenworth in the ninth inning.
I thought Zach threw the ball, you know, well, especially after, you know, I feel sometimes Zach's toughest inning is sometimes the first, and then he gets a feel for, you know, the game, the mound, the ball, everything like that. And, you know, obviously, he pitched really well. Stassi, you know, had a big night. You know, may have left a pitch up to him, but you know, besides that, I thought he did a good job of managing this Angels lineup.
The Padres put together their most complete lineup of the season on paper, and all nine guys combined can't even hold a candle to what Angels catcher Max Stassi did last night. Two home runs, three runs batted in as the Angels take game one of the two-game series 4-2. Your Padres wrap-up here on Ben and Woods. I'm Ben Higgins, producer Paul Reindel back in our Entercom Empire Studios. Woodsy under the weather, so we kept him at home today. But we're going to talk to Randy Jones here in just a few minutes, the Cy Young lefty, about what's going on with the Padres. But, yeah, it was disappointing. I was expecting big things from that lineup. And, Paul, the real story was missed opportunities early. They loaded the bases with nobody out in the bottom of the first inning and only got one on the sacrifice fly by Eric Hosmer. Kind of ran themselves out of that inning. Fernando Tatis Jr. was caught stealing. And then in the third inning, they loaded the bases with nobody out again for Manny Machado. And he grounded into the 1-2-3 comebacker double play, and they ended up with no runs. I mean, the 2020 Padres with the bases loaded and nobody out twice. What's the over under on runs? I mean, at least three or four.
Oh,
in those situations this year,
everybody was on Grand Slam watch at that time. It was weird, man. I didn't even realize like halfway through the game we only had two hits because I'm like, we've had the bases loaded twice so far. I'm like, we just could not get anything going.
Yeah, Griffin Canning walked to guys, but just never let it come back and bite him. He did have good stuff. You know, Jay Stengler did talk about it afterward. You know, you do give the opponent some credit. And Zach Davies wasn't bad. I mean, other than Stassi, you know, I guess one guy just had his number. He kept the rest of the lineup pretty quiet. You know, Mike Trout got him once on a strikeout. Rendon got him for a single, but he came back, got him later. He really quieted the guys that you were afraid of. It was the guy you're not really afraid of. They're like number eight hitting catcher who did all the damage in that game last night. And you know what? Yeah, Zach Davies is Zach Davies. He's going to – I mean, I don't trust him to go out in a postseason series and give you like eight shutout innings. I do trust him to hold the other team to like three or four. And with a good Padres offense – That's a lot of times going to be good enough to win. But if you have an off day, well, he's probably not going to be the guy who's going to win you a 1-0 game in the postseason. There's value in a pitcher like Zach Davies. There really is. You need to have guys like that who keep you in ball games, who let your offense, if they score five or six, which the Padres do most games, they're averaging about 5.5 runs per game. You know, that's going to be good enough. That would have been good enough. If the Padres had scored five yesterday, they would have gotten Zach Davies another win. They didn't have the offense that they usually have to back him up. And then all of a sudden, Zach Davies, well, yeah, he's okay, but he's not dominant. Well, no, he doesn't even throw 90 most of the time. He's not dominant at all, but he's a good pitcher, and he's the kind of pitcher that most rotations need a guy like that. Where does he slot in the Padres' postseason rotation? Third? Fourth? I don't know. I mean, that's a Jay Stengler decision that he's going to have to make here over the next few days.
I still think in a three-game series, I really like the idea of just mixing Davies in right in the middle. I still like Lamet, Davies,
the change of pace.
Clevinger.
Yeah, just to mix it up so it's not hard guy, hard-throwing guy after hard-throwing guy. I tend to agree with that philosophy as well. Then again, you don't want to lose a series and – you know, not get to Mike Clevinger in game three.
Also true. Yeah, I guess if you lose game one, if you go Lamet, Davies, Clevinger, and you lose game one, you got to throw Clevinger game two.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing. You can't go down swinging without one of your aces pitching. So it's kind of one of those. Yeah, maybe if you win game one, yeah, give Davies a try in game two as a change of pace. And you hold back Clevinger for game one of the next series. If you win it, it's a double bonus. But
I mean, who knows? Maybe one of these guys comes out of the bullpen in relief, even. You know,
yeah.
I mean, if it's a do or die situation, we're not used to it here in San Diego.
No.
Playoff baseball is weird, man. You see guys like Madison Bumgarner coming out of relief. You've seen Randy Johnson would do it in a big game, in an elimination game. I mean, anything is possible.
One thing, and maybe we'll address it coming up in the DipS tweets at 7 o'clock. There was a lot of grumbling about some slumping Padres, and I've got some thoughts on that, and we can talk about it coming up at 7 o'clock. Well, I also have some thoughts on what our good friend Major Garrett of CBS News wrote in his latest column in the Claremont Times about how the Padres may be better off without us, the fans, at Petco Park this season, that maybe part of their success is due to the fact – not in spite of the fact that we're not there, but because of the fact that we are not in the ballpark this season. And I'll have some thoughts on that as well. And I imagine you will as well. If you want to tweet us, I'm at Ben Higgins SD. You can tweet the show at Ben and Woods. I will also take your phone calls, 833-288-0973. Up next, though, the Cy Young lefty, Randy Jones, thinks that the Padres need to do more to protect their young superstar shortstop. They're not doing enough. We'll ask Randy what his tweet yesterday was all about. That's coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.